The text for this morning is found in James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, he will be blessed in what he does. So, how do I look? Do I look happy, sad, alert, tired? Is my tie crooked? Is there a smudge of grape jelly on my chin? I could ask that question of others, but then to be absolutely certain of my appearance, I have to look at myself in a mirror. And so human beings have been looking at themselves in mirrors for millennia. Obsidian mirrors made of polished volcanic rock were used in Mesopotamia by 4000 BC and in Egypt by 3000 BC. And today, while mirrors have many functions, science and technology, still, the basic purpose of a mirror has not changed. A mirror reflects. A mirror shows us how we look. Of course, not all mirrors are completely truthful. For example, the mirrors in a carnival funhouse may stretch or compress us or thin and widen us, but they do not accurately reflect us. And similarly, some mirrors make us look better than others. Have you noticed that phenomenon? I don't believe in magic mirrors like the one in Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Nevertheless, I always look better in my bathroom mirror than in any other mirror in my house. Why is that? I don't know. Is it the lighting, the setting, the angle, wishful thinking? Is it a trick of the mind? I don't know. But that's the mirror I usually go to now. Most of us look longingly at the mirrors that flatter us, and then we hurry past the mirrors that criticize us, or we criticize them. Like the lady in the clothing store who demanded that the sales assistant provide a different fitting room. And the sales assistant said, "Why, ma'am, is there a problem?" And the disgruntled customer said, "Yes, there's a problem. There's a problem with this mirror. I haven't looked this bad a day in my life." James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, compares the word of God, or to be more precise, compares hearing and applying the word of God to looking in a mirror. But how is the word of God like a mirror? And what reflection of ourselves do we see in that divine mirror? And how should that reflection then impact our daily lives? These are questions. Here are answers. First, how is God's word like a mirror? The simple answer is, it reflects. But what does it reflect? Certainly not my outward appearance. When I open my Bible, I can't see my face or features reflected in its pages and print. I can't use my Bible to straighten my tie or to make sure that Welch's grape jelly is gone from my chin, and rightly so. These are all superficialities, and the Bible was never intended for superficial reflection. Instead, when I look at myself in the Bible, I see myself, I see my world, I see my relationships, I see my thoughts and words and actions and desires and dreams, I see my everything as God sees them. And God's view is what matters, not mine. Our homes, our offices, our lives are filled with mirrors. Why, there are mirrors in cars. There are mirrors in purses. There are mirrors in lakes and mud puddles. And yet, without the reflective image of what we see in God's word, we can't properly see ourselves. We can't see that we are sinful by nature. We can't see that we are loved and redeemed by grace through faith in Christ. And this leads to the second question: what does the Bible show us when we see ourselves reflected in it? Every day, countless numbers of people get up and they look at themselves in the mirror and they think, man, do I look good? I'm happy. I've got it made. I'm well dressed. I'm well off. I'm well liked. I'm well connected. I'm well on my way to personal success. I don't need God. I don't need His Word. I don't need Jesus Christ as my Savior. I can do all that myself. Well, just look at me. And yet, what people see in their earthly mirrors is not reality. What they see is the distortion of a carnival funhouse mirror. God has said, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." God has said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And yet, as we look intently into God's commandments, what do we see? Can any of us rightfully say that we have not sinned against God, that we have not mistrusted God, misused God's name, neglected God's word, disobeyed God's representatives? Can any of us say, no, I haven't lusted, I haven't hurt, I haven't gossiped? No. Not if we see ourselves properly reflected in God's word. But oh, my dear friends, how different our reflection looks when we see ourselves reflected in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of Christ, God no longer sees us as wretched and poor and blind and deaf and naked and dead and lost and condemned. How does He see us? He sees us as redeemed, restored, forgiven, wearing the glorious robes of Christ's righteousness. And when we have that reflection of ourselves in the gospel, what can we then see in the bathroom mirror? Why do I ask? I've known many people, perhaps all of us at times, who struggle with poor self-image. I've heard people say, "I can't stand to look at myself in the mirror. I feel so useless and worthless and unattractive and undesirable." My friends, if you ever feel that way, do as James said, look intently. And that's a remarkable word, because that word really means, literally means, to stoop down and bend over and closely inspect. It's the very same word that was used of Peter and John when they stopped and bent over and inspected the empty tomb of Jesus Christ on that first Easter. Look intently into the Word of God, that perfect law, said James, that gives freedom. Here, the word law does not mean law versus gospel, but it really means the entire Bible, the Word of God. Look intently into the Word of God and find freedom from all those wrong assumptions. Look intently into the Word of God and see the full and free redemption that you have in Jesus Christ. And then go to the bathroom mirror. And then say to yourself, "I'm not unwanted. God wanted me. I'm not a nobody. I'm a somebody for whom the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and died. I'm not unloved. God loved me enough to sacrifice His Son Jesus for my sin." If you see yourself that way in God's Word, how will it impact your daily life? That's the third question, and the answer is very short and simple. If you and I look at ourselves carefully in God's Word, if we see what we were by nature, lost and condemned, if we see what we are because of Christ, redeemed, restored, and forgiven, will not that reflection reflect itself in our daily lives? If we see ourselves in God's Word as forgiven, should we not forgive others? If we see ourselves in God's Word as undeservedly loved by God, should we not love others? Conversely, if we don't see the need to forgive, love, help, show mercy to others, perhaps we've forgotten what we look like. Perhaps we should look more closely at ourselves in the Word of God. Mirror, mirror. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 388, 388 stanzas 1 and 4.